Scandalous actions by faux female in co-ed Minnesota locker room. According to a lawsuit filed yesterday by the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, a high school boy in the city of Virginia, Minnesota, which is near Duluth, who is pretending to be a girl and whom school administrators allow to invade the privacy of girls, has been accused of engaging in vulgar sexual gestures in a girl's locker room. A group of girls, uncomfortable changing with this boy present, had sought from the administration the privacy to which they are entitled, rather than require the biological sex-rejecting boy to move to a single-occupancy restroom to change. The school suggested the girls move to an unused boys' basketball locker room in an elementary school basement, which they did. The biological sex-rejecting boy soon followed them, and on one occasion lifted up his dress and twerked in front of the girls, who were wearing only their underwear. Todd Starnes reports that the suit alleges the following, and I quote, "Student X, which is the boy, commented on girls' bodies while in the girls' locker room, including asking girl plaintiff F about her bra size and asking her to, quote, trade body parts, end quote, with him. Student X, the boy, danced to loud music with sexually explicit lyrics while twerking, grinding, and lifting up his skirt to reveal his underwear. Student X, the boy, would dance in a sexually explicit manner, quote, dancing like he was on a stripper pole, end quote, to songs with suggestive lyrics. The lawsuit also alleges that student X, the boy, walked into the locker room while girl plaintiff A was in her underwear and removed his pants while he was near her and other girls who were also changing. So while a troubled boy is allowed to use restrooms and locker rooms with only girls and designated for girls, girls are denied the right to use restrooms and locker rooms with only girls and designated for girls, despite complaints from both the girls and their parents. The lawsuit names as defendants Attorney General Loretta Lynch, Independent School District Number 706, the Virginia, Minnesota School District, and Secretary of Education John King Jr. Psychiatrist Dr. Boris Vattel, writing for Salvo magazine, makes clear some inconvenient truths about the transgender phenomenon of which school administrators seem ignorant. And I'm going to quote at length. Quote, "The New York City Commission on Human Rights maintains that gender identity is one's internal, deeply held sense of one's gender, which may be the same or different from one's sex assigned at birth. This statement intentionally uses language to distort reality. Except in cases of rare medical conditions resulting in ambiguous genitalia, no one's sex is assigned at birth any more than the fact of belonging to the human species is assigned at birth. More significantly, this statement erroneously implies that a person's beliefs about himself carry more legitimacy than the physical facts that contradict such beliefs. Using the Commission's reasoning, can we declare an alternate age identity to be legitimately different from one's true age? What about race identity or even species identity? If one accepts as legitimate the logic by which men may identify themselves as women and insist on being considered as such by others, there is no reason to reject as invalid any number of other idiosyncratic identities that have no basis in reality. To suggest that there is no such thing as objective reality, or that reality is less important than what one wishes it were, renders the entire concept of psychiatric disorder invalid. In fact, the only way to accept the transgender phenomenon as psychiatrically normal is to say that, as a measure of reality, physical evidence is subordinate to what a person believes about or wishes for himself. And on that logic, we have no basis for calling anyone delusional. Reading through the APA's position on the transgender phenomenon, one gets the impression that the only suffering and disability experienced by, quote, gender nonconforming, end quote, individuals stem from prejudice and discrimination on the part of those who disapprove of them. In reality, that is, any reality apart from the current attempt to reframe this phenomenon as a civil rights issue, these individuals do experience a great deal of disability associated with being unable to function adequately in society, as do other patients whose delusions influence their appearance and behavior. Although the public's reaction to the appearance and behaviors of people who consider themselves transgender may indeed be negative, to say that the disability of transgender individuals consists of being the recipients of a negative public reaction means confusing the cause with the effect. The fact is that the disability originates in the abnormal mental experience of transgender individuals and not in having been born in the so-called wrong body or of living in the wrong society. However, according to the inverted logic of those who support the LGBT agenda, when an external reality contradicts the internal experience, the solution lies in altering reality in such a way that it conforms to the internal experience. Hence, the advocated approach to addressing an idiosyncratic internal experience is to give the person a new external reality by means of a surgically altered body and a re-educated society. Identifying the problem as ultimately external naturally leads to the kind of solutions proposed by the New York Commission on Human Rights. Fines and sanctions against individuals and institutions that refuse to recognize the legitimacy of being transgender. Ironically, the fact that the commission would force others to conform to the beliefs of transgender individuals speaks to just how functional impairment the latter experience in their everyday lives as a result of their beliefs. The response of organized medicine and psychiatry in particular to the transgender phenomenon has been intellectually dishonest and dangerous to the mental and physical health of affected individuals. The acceptance of transgender beliefs as psychiatrically normal has in many cases led to harmful medical interventions in which individuals undergo so-called, quote, sex reassignment, end quote, surgery. These operations cannot reassign sex. They can only disfigure normal anatomy, end quote. And now schools are facilitating an intellectually dishonest and dangerous response to a psychiatric disorder, a response that harms both those individuals who suffer from gender dysphoria and all others. Parents of students in this Minnesota school district and all other community members should organize a sit-in to protest this science-denying nonsense and moral outrage. They should sit in the superintendent's office until the administration restores school policies and practices that prohibit students from accessing opposite-sex restrooms and locker rooms. Oh, and maybe someone should send this story to school district U46 CEO Tony Sanders.